Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into another exciting edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Talking Penn State football here, Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle. We'll be here joining you for the next hour or so of your lives. We're talking some Penn State football coming off a visit weekend, another commit in the 2019 class, a little bit of a surprise. We're going to talk to Caden Wallace from the 2019 class. He's a four-star offensive lineman, a big guard from the state of New Jersey. He's going to join us just after this. We're going to look at the first part of a little green, yellow, red light. I figure now's a good time, Greg, to try to break down.
Especially with the new rules. Good.
Especially what?
The new rules.
Yes. Yeah. Which changes that the dynamic of that conversation a good bit. We'll get through half of it in this show. A little bit later in the week, we'll get through the other half of this conversation. Ask Greg is our fourth and final quarter. These are questions from you guys. And this is a couple weeks in now that you can win some tailgate wine if you have the best question, according to Greg. Not only do you get Greg's approval, which I've been seeking for several years now, you get a bottle of wine too. So that's good. So stick around for that. Download the Keystone Sports app to get your questions in, maybe for next week, maybe for the week after, and get your hat in the ring for a bottle of wine. Are you ready to do this thing, Greg?
Let's do it.
All right. So Saturday, a little bit of a surprise when James Franklin puts out the We Are Better tweet. Every single time I see a We Are Better tweet, I text Greg and say, all right, Greg, who is it? What's going on? And you did a little bit of sleuthing, but even your reading of the tea leaves did not yield Anthony DeSilva.
No.
The kicker from Bethlehem Catholic, 10th commit in the class. I assume this is not a walk-on. This is a scholarship kicker in the 19 class.
Walk-on it is. No, he did confirm that it was a preferred walk-on offer. I never texted you back yesterday. Sorry about that. But at any rate, James doesn't always do this for preferred walk-ons. I think that's what confused a lot of people.
Right.
He puts the PA Pride hashtag on it, which, again, had us going down the list. Was it maybe Joey Porter Jr.? Because it's not like Penn State has a wealth of offers out to Pennsylvania kids in any class. Maybe Kyle McCord,
who's in the 2021 class.
Right, the Carmody kid in 2020. So, I mean, you didn't really have too many options, but I did not get to Anthony DeSilva. But, you know, you look at what you get in him, you get another guy that gets added into the really melting pot of the kicking positions right now. I think we'll know more about where things stand at this time next year, because obviously that would be Jake Pinnaker's second year, it'd be Blake Gilligan's senior year. You have some other walk-ons that are coming in right now to compete for the job. So I think, though, that what we've seen with Penn State is if they can get a scholarship guy, they're going to take one. But if there's a year where they think they can bring in a handful of walk-ons, they're going to do that too. And I think that the 2018 cycle, they did both. They got a scholarship guy and signed on like three or four walk-on kickers.
Yeah.
Looks like in this class, they'll just go the three or four walk-on kicker routes and see where they're at, and they end up at the end.
This is such an unpredictable position, right? And one player can start at a time. It's just like quarterback. I think it's been pretty clear that from year to year, the competition for these jobs is not quite what James Franklin wants it to be.
Correct.
And whether it's through the walk-on route, whether you're going to take a scholarship specialist, maybe every other cycle or whatever, I think it's a clear priority for the program, because going into this training camp, it's not, I'm sure, where he wants it to be.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot closer as you go through a full training camp where these guys are competing against each other, and they'll be better for it. But I do think that the number one way that you can prepare a kicker's mentality for the pressure of college football is to make them kick for their job as often as possible.
Yeah.
So if that competition is lopsided all the time, it's not good or healthy, or it's not doesn't really tell you a whole lot about who's inside the helmet, if that makes sense. So I'm all for beefing up this competition, whether it's scholarship guys or walk-on guys. History has proven among kickers, there's just not that big of a difference in leg strength and that kind of thing. I think it all ends up being upstairs.
Yes.
Who's got the big-time mentality? And often it doesn't matter what's a walk-on or scholarship guy.
Exactly right, Dustin. I mean, Tyler Davis is a great example of that. Sam Ficken to a degree before that. So, I mean,
and these are imperfect guys.
Right.
So what Penn State did with Tyler Davis was they never really pushed him out of his comfort zone.
Right.
And now you see a couple weeks ago, yeah, Bill Scambi booms a 64-yarder. It's like, okay, what is his comfort zone?
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that these guys come from all walks of life, and the best competitors will rise to the top. The more competition you have, the more likely you are to get a gauge for who they are.
Yeah, the biggest problem, I think, Dustin, with Penn State's kicking situation since James Franklin got here is that either because of injuries or because of just a complete lack of bodies, there's been guys that have been doing all the kicking in practice. Now, granted, they don't need to do a ton of it, but they still have to do it. All the kickoffs, all the placement kicks, and at some point, you know, there's not many guys out there that can do all three or all four of the jobs that are required. So, you know, you start to lose some distance maybe, or some focus, or some whatever, because your leg and your body's fatigued because, simply put, you're using it too much. So, the more guys you can have on campus, the better. In De Silva, Penn State gets a guy that used to play soccer, but more, I mean, it's pretty much your typical kicker story. He got to high school, the football team needed a kicker.
Yeah.
He said, I'll try it. All of a sudden, he starts focusing on that, and now he's able to walk on to Penn State. One thing to keep in mind, the walk-on commitment means absolutely nothing as it relates to him being tied to the university. So if somebody would come along with a scholarship offer down the road, he'd be free to accept it. However, Penn State fan all of his life growing up, always wanted to maybe go to the school, and when he visited campus, he fell in love. So I don't think Penn State has anything to worry about there.
Yeah, nobody would fault him, and James Franklin included, if he was able to get a ride somewhere and he changed his mind. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show talking some Penn State football. The news of the weekend, Anthony De Silva, preferred walk-on kicker. We cleared that up on the air. If Greg would have ever texted me back,
we wouldn't even had to go off that point.
We cleared it up off the air, but here we are. Nonetheless, all the freshmen are now on campus, Greg. It came in about 15 waves, it felt like. It was another
one group after another. Yeah, it was weird this year.
And I'm really curious. I think we talked about this off air. I don't think we'll ever get a chance to ask James Franklin about that, because next time you get a shot to talk to him, this is not going to be important. But is that a conscious thing from the school to try to get kids in smaller groups, to get the kids on campus sooner than they have in the past? It's another thing to me that the calendar is changing a little bit. Not only are you getting January enrollees, the May enrollees, obviously the more time on campus the better, but Penn State has gotten them on campus in waves. Now they've updated their roster, which I love these handful of times each year where they update the roster. You get a feel for you know, where guys are. To me, this not only is Penn State's 18 class the most talented class that I think James Franklin has brought in, maybe one of the most talented ever at Penn State, I'm sure, just from a pure tools perspective.
Sure.
But these guys are a lot more ready in a lot of cases than I expected them to be. And I'll pull out a couple of examples. Aeneas Hawkins, listed at 291.
Right.
We were seeing him, what, in the 265 range?
Yep.
In his recruiting profiles. Judge Culpepper, 296. Not a big shocker considering how beefy he looked whenever you saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Jason Oway at 247.
You know what? There was a photo out there from Harvey Levine over at the 247 site, and Oway looked a little bit more jacked than I thought he would. Yeah.
And really, I mean, experience is a thing for him, but if he's going to be 250 pounds, that answers a big question for me right away. I think the and we'll get into all this in the red, yellow, green segment that we're going to do in a few minutes, but Charlie Catcher at 226 was another thing. He was listed at 205, not sure if he's a true linebacker. So there's these guys who – some of the variables in their development, really, before they even stepped on campus, were squared away.
Right. Yeah, keep in mind that some of these heights and weights probably aren't right, though. Like, for example, Jordan Miner this morning tweets, you know, hey, I'm 187. He's listed as 180. Says, hey, I'm 187. Process. It is an imperfect process.
I get it.
Process.
It's an imperfect process.
There's usually rounding down and rounding up. How we round at 187 down to 180, I don't know. But just keep in mind that these probably are a little bit off from what they actually are. But that's just the beauty of the beast. That happens at the peewee level of football if they're putting rosters together.
Bryce Effner told us a couple weeks ago he was 265. He's listed, I think, at 280.
Yeah.
So he maybe gained 15 pounds in a week.
There's times that I feel like I do. So maybe
there's times I definitely do.
Maybe that's what happened. But yeah, you know, I look at it like this, Dustin, that you get a pretty good feel looking at these guys. That I think the one thing that really jumps out to me is this is probably the most physically ready and gifted group that James Franklin's brought in. Now, they're ranked very highly, so that shouldn't necessarily surprise anyone. But there's past classes where you looked at it and you had a handful of guys that you just thought to yourself, there's no way this guy's going to play for a couple of years. There's not really a guy in this class. Maybe a couple along the defensive and offensive line, just because that's how those positions typically work. Other than that, everybody else looks like they could be ready to go in quick order.
Let's talk about Lamont Wade for a minute.
Yes.
I wasn't sure whether to or to talk about this, to not talk about this, but from a Penn State football perspective, you have Lamont Wade, who's really getting involved in protests and pushing back against what he feels like is an injustice in Pittsburgh, where a 17-year-old kid was shot by a cop. You can look into the facts of the case. That's not really why we're here. I think with Lamont Wade, it's rare. I don't, in rural Pennsylvania or otherwise, for a college athlete to really put themselves out there like this. Pro athletes are doing it. They've got their job security. They've been paid, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of risk, I guess, involved with Lamont Wade as a college kid. Make it a statement of any kind. That's not really what college athletes have generally done over time. I think that James Franklin has made it so guys are comfortable speaking out. And I'm curious in this instance if he's still comfortable or what you do with that. You just college programs don't usually have guys who end up being polarized because not everybody's going to agree with Lamont Wade.
Right. Yeah. I mean, one thing I will say is he's certainly putting himself out there. I mean, if
it's
you.
It's courage, man. I feel like if I were in that position, I wouldn't risk anything.
No. And I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you look at the replies and the things he's dealing with on social media, it's fairly ugly. And you know, James Franklin had talked about this the last time Lamont Wade put himself out there. They were back during the national anthem stuff in September.
Yeah,
he had put, I can't remember if it was a statement, a song, or perhaps both out there, but yeah, so he put that out there, and James, you know, was more or less say, hey, I want my guys to have opinions. And I believe the way he put it was, I just want them to make sure that they understand what their position is, what they're backing. He doesn't want them to just go out and join something or agree to put out an opinion if they have no idea what they're talking about. But I think he's okay with it in an instance where a guy knows and is educated about what he's speaking about. So I don't know if there's any, you know, yeah, obviously this one's a little bit more high profile than the national anthem thing, and the national anthem thing happened in season, so we quickly move from one potential talking point to the next very quickly, whereas now in the dead of summer, we can sit here and discuss just about anything for 15 minutes because there's just not a whole lot going on. So we'll see where this ends up. Obviously, I would expect them to get back to campus soon because they have, you know, player-led workouts and all that kind of stuff, but yeah, it's certainly something to monitor, and it's something we just don't see very often.
Yeah, and so in that respect, I'm curious where it goes. I'm curious what precedent it sets. I'm curious what James Franklin's response, if there needs to be a response. Not only is Lamont Wade putting himself out there just from a cultural perspective and on social media, but putting himself out there in a tense situation too, there's a little bit of risk involved with that. So yeah, it was worth addressing here. I'm curious how James Franklin will address it moving forward. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Caden Wallace, four-star offensive lineman from New Jersey, will join us in just a moment. Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.